You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Tomorrow marks the start of Alert Level 2, and for a lot of people, it's going to be the first time in almost 7 weeks that life will be returning to something that resembles normal. Over that lockdown period, a hell of a lot has happened. COVID-19 has thrown a lot of things into question: our economy, our election, our borders, and even the very media organizations that have been covering it all. I've covered some of these areas over the past several weeks, but as things are wont to do, especially now, almost all of these areas have faced some sort of drastic change over the course of the lockdown. This week in particular has been rife with updates on how these various sectors are handling the COVID-19 fallout. It feels appropriate, on the eve of Level 2, to check in and see how everybody's going. Last week, we reported on the announced travel bubble between Australia and New Zealand, and while that's still a ways off, it seems to be an idea that's prompted a lot of enthusiasm. Yesterday, Fiji expressed a lot of interest in expanding the potential bubble to include Pacific Island nations, an idea that was suggested in the initial announcement. A lot of Pacific Island nations have succeeded in keeping coronavirus out completely, so in a lot of cases, the onus is on New Zealand and Australia to prove we aren't a risk. The Cook Islands, for example, haven't had a single case, and they're now facing the decision of whether to reopen borders and risk an outbreak, or keep their borders closed and suffer the economic impact that brings. Fiji's Attorney General has stressed the fact that different nations have had different responses to COVID, and it's likely going to take a lot of preparation and cooperation before travel within the Pacific can truly open up again. It's likely going to have to happen on a case-by-case basis, with some nations being well equipped to handle the pressure, and others less so. Some weeks ago, we also reported on how the media sector is being impacted by the virus. The sudden economic hit prompted a great deal of layoffs and downscaling within the media sector, calling into question just how long private media companies can last. Last month, NZME, owners of The Herald and News Talk ZB, cut 200 positions and asked the remaining staff to accept a temporary pay cut. Staff also asked their staff to take a pay cut for the time being. This follows years of New Zealand's private media industry struggling to maintain itself. The health of media companies like Stuff and NZME are in constant question. Stuff's ownership has also been a point of contention for quite some time, with their Australian owners, Nine Entertainment, making it rather clear that they intend to pass Stuff off to somebody else as soon as the opportunity arises. On Monday, NZME put out a bold offer of $1 for the ownership of Stuff. It's worth noting that this isn't the first time that NZME has proposed a merger with Stuff, although it's certainly the most bizarre. The last time this happened, in 2017, the idea was shot down by the New Zealand Commerce Commission for threatening the diversity of New Zealand's media. Stuff has so far declined the validity of the new offer, but NZME insists that they're still within a binding exclusive negotiation period. NZME have fast-tracked government approval on the application, stating their belief that such a deal would be the best option to maintain private journalism in New Zealand. The original deal in 2017 was born from a desperation to maintain a rapidly declining business. Now, almost 3 years on, it appears that both companies are in a more dire situation than ever, alongside a media industry that feels increasingly small. Despite disruptions caused by COVID-19, one thing that has remained as a constant is the date of our upcoming general election, due to take place on the 19th of September. Throughout this entire ordeal, the government has maintained that this date isn't due to be changed just yet. As we enter Level 2 and progress continues in returning to normalcy, it appears that a September election could actually be quite realistic after all. Ahead of that date, though, the Electoral Commission has outlined a number of ways in which they're changing the election process to make it safer. They've specified that queues will be closely managed and physical distancing maintained, alongside mandatory hand sanitizer on entry and exit. Most notably, the advance voting period will be extended by 2 days in an effort to reduce congestion, and those at a high risk will be able to enroll to vote by post. All of those decisions have been made according to the rules of Level 2, and while we hope that Level 2 doesn't last all the way until September, it serves to recognize just how little we can plan ahead and how quickly things can change. If there is a positive takeaway from this pandemic, it's our renewed appreciation for the health sector, which to this point has been generally underfunded and underappreciated. Ahead of their budget announcement tomorrow, the government has announced a record level of investment in the health sector, drastically increasing the funding for district health boards and hospitals as they prepare to tackle the growing backlog caused by COVID. The investment includes almost $4 billion of extra funding for DHBs over the next 4 years, alongside a one-off investment of nearly $300 million for planned care. Hospitals will no doubt experience an increased demand as we begin to recover from disruptions caused by the pandemic, and the government estimates this money will go towards an extra 153,000 procedures over the next few years. The Labour government hasn't been shy about criticising the funding National gave to the health sector, or more accurately, the lack thereof. But even their comparatively generous funding has been criticised for not meeting the ever-increasing demand and strain on our hospitals. Now it seems as though we've finally discovered the value of a well-equipped health sector, and while it was a little too late this time, it's worth making sure there isn't a next time.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.